For Esh Lakish Shomar, it's right to tell another terrorist. For Esh Lakish Shomar, B'shoichet Baalei Mumin Vachutz. We're talking about not true. First, the Baalim was Makdish to Shor, but then it became a Baal Mum. Now that it's a Baal Mum, so now the Kedusha goes off it. We'll soon see. I need a Pidyon, we'll soon see. But the Maisa, now you'll have a Shechtet Bachutz. So the Gan of Shechtet Bachutz is called the Shechita Ruya. That's what Shlokish is terrorist. And this is the Gemara, what's going on here? Teya bar Rebbe Loza. Rebbe Loza had questions like this. Le Rebbe Yechanan, according to Rebbe Yechanan, that you want to say he made a good Shechita, but then since the dam got spilled out, that's why it's not called returning the Keren to the Baalim. But even though the blood got spilled out, you want to tell me, you look at the Shechita alone, the Shechita was called a good Shechita. So Rebbe Loza said back, why? Shechita materis? Is the Shechita matter, does the Shechita alone by Kodshim enable you to eat the meat? V'aloi Zerika materis. Before you make the Zerika on the carbon, you can't eat the meat. So Mele is still called the Shechita Shenaruya. By Kodshim, if you make a Shechita on the carbon, and then the blood gets spilled out that you can't eat from the animal, that's not called the Shechita Ruya. The Shechita is not matter. By Kodshim, you need two things to be matter, the meat. You have to have a good Shechita, and you also have to have the Zerika Sadam. Here that the blood got spilled out, there's no zrika, so it is not called the Shechita Ruya. That's one kasha. Le Resh Lakish, of course, Resh Lakish also have a kasha. What are you telling me now? We're talking about this korban became a Baal Mum, and the Gan of Shechted it outside. So what? Shechita Materis. Is Shechita alone enough on a Baal Mum? V'aloi Pidya Materis. You have to make a pidyon first. If you have a korban and it becomes a Baal Mum, sure, you can't bring it for a korban anymore, but it still has hegdish on it. You can't use it, you can't shecht it outside. You have to be poydir it first. So there's no pidyon here. It says, so it's vaitish, should be called the Shechita Shenaruya. So after they say, according to Rabbi Shimon, you chayiv dal v'hei in these cases. So Gemara says, the kasha is not a kasha, because there's the mitzvah, hod Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Lezer forgot what Rabbi Shimon said. Rabbi Shimon always says, the svar is, kol ohoimed lizroi kezorek dami. Something that's oimed, it's supposed to be done, we consider like it's done. And the same thing with Choloimed Liftois Kapododomi. It's still like the pigeon took place already. So Rashi says, Choloimed Liftois, O Baalei Mumin, Kepeduyin Domi. If you have a korban that became a Baal Mum, it's like it was pod, like it was freed already. Hoyo B'Seifu Lekach, since it's Oimed, that's what's supposed to happen to it. O Baalei Mumin Mikoraskinon, Baal Mumin, the Hegdish Metchila was on a Baal Mum. The Bishkod and Magdashis Mumai Sulechos the Pidyon, Mishinishkato, the Shemilu Rab Shimon, and Lokish, the Libra of Shimon, Shmait and Bryson, and Tamura, Kotchim is Beg, Machalam of the Rokh, the Shinizu, and Yoga. All right. That's not the Bazunga Shaila. That it would have been a real Korbin, so then once you make the Shechita, you need Hamad of a Rokh, you can't make it anymore. Shechita, we're talking about here now, this Korbin was a Baal Mum at the beginning. So therefore, all it needs is just a Pidyon. So Shimon holds, Koloi made Liftais as Klinika Podidami. How do we know this? Now, koloi med lizwa kazarwa dami, how do we know this yisoid? That's something that's oimid to have as rika. We consider as if the rika was done to it. That's this new svara. Koloi med lizwa is kazarwa dami. Titani, we learned. Rebbe Shimon oimer, yesh noiser, shu metame tumas oichlin. You have sometimes noiser. That means leftover meat from the korban that you're supposed to eat either one day or 2 days. It was left over after the time. That still has a shem oichl on it. That's metame tumas oichlin. It could be mekabel tumas oichlin. V'yesh noiser. There is sometimes this issa noiser, leftover meat of a korban. She'ein oim metames tumas oichlin. That it cannot have tumas oichlin to it. So Rashi says like this: Rabbi Shimon iser hano ein metame tumas oichlin. If the meat has an iser hano on it, you're not allowed to have any enjoyment from it. That takes off the name oichel. It's not called a food. Food means something we can eat. If there's an iser hano on like noiser. When the korban is left over 2 days, now you have to burn it. You don't have any enjoyment from it. That's not called an oichel. The darush of Shimon Dashins, mikol oichel, Rashi says, ashe yochel, that means oichel shati yochel yachilu lacherim, a food that you're allowed to give to somebody else, either even to a goy, or to a yisrael koryach, that's called a food. But this food, here, a korban that you can't give to anybody to eat, or noisem, it's not called an oichel. The moisel ashas heter, Hano, Mishanishkato, Yodolov din Kabbalah Tumma. The Filu Nesel Yacha came the Kabbalah Tumma. If at the beginning it had a shame oichel on it, even though later it becomes also Bano, the shame oichel doesn't go off it. So Bishimon says like this, sometimes it is Mekabal Tumma, sometimes not. Ketzer, how do we have this case by Noisan? Long Lifnei Zerika, before you even made this Zerika on the carbon, it was lon. That means the kachim became posel. Rashi says there's nois of balei lachas. Could go in toy the kachim kalim kulam in lon nizrak dom of lenita beachilo ein matamutum seichlim. If you have a kachim kalim that you made a shechita on it, but you never got around to make this rikas adam, so that meat like never had a het to eat. It was never hut to eat. Before you make the zrika, you can't eat it. So it got a psul noiser on it before it ever had a heter achila. Such meat ain't a matama tumas oichlin. That doesn't have a shame oichel on it. Like this meat never had a time you were able to eat it. You were makdish it, then you made the shchita, but you never made the zrika. So there's never a heter chal to eat this meat. So now when the meat becomes noiser, the issue remains that it's not called meat. Therefore, it's not called an oichel. It's not mekabel tumah. But what's going to be liyacha zrika? Let's say no. First, you made a good zrika. You made the avodis. Therefore, lamaisa, this meat has a het to eat. Right now, the kohen's allowed to eat from it. He can eat it one day, 2 days, whatever the lochas are. Shlomim is 2 days and one night. He can eat it though. So, if he has a het to achila, and then he leaves it over, it becomes noisa, even though it becomes osa, but no later, still, metama tumas oichlan. Because once it had a name oichel on it, the name oichel doesn't go off it, even though it becomes osa bano. The kaimlo, we hold like this now. What do you mean to tell me that the meat became tome, or became noisa, before zrika? It means like this. Koidem sheniril zrika. Before it even became fit to have a zrika. That's when it was noisa. So Rashi says it means there wasn't even enough time to make this rika. They made the shechita right before shkia. So there's no time of the day to make this rika. So therefore, that's not called even oime to make this rika. Such meat never has a shame oichel on it. It's not mekabel tumah. But liachas rika just means kaidim. What does it mean that became nicer after zrika? It just means liachas sheniril zrika. That's all it means to say. If you made the shechita in the middle of the day, and it's oimed to make a zrika, even before you make the zrika, even if you never make the zrika, still it's considered the meat has a heter. Since right now the carbon is oimed, it's supposed to have its zrika done, we look as if the zrika was done. And this meat is called meat that has a heter achila on it. So now if it's left overnight without making the zrika, still it would be mekabel tumah. So see the Torah according to Rabbi Shimon, kol oimed lizrik, even before you make the zrika. But if something is oimed, that's what it's standing for now. It's standing and waiting for the zrika to be done, and that's what should be done, and it's still like it's done already. So must like this, zrika. Now, lon, mahi, what's the case? Tlehevi shoyis beyer lemizrikei. That means the shachtei somach l'shkia tachama. They have to make the shita of the carbon right before shkia, so there's no time of the day now to make the zrika. So therefore, v'yeinim etama tumas eichlin. Such meat, like, never has a shame heter achila. It's not even fit to make the zrika. So therefore, that meat is not mekabel tumah. All right, turn over. But liyacha shenir lizrika lon to have a shoyis b'yom lemizrikei. Let's say you made the shechita in the middle of the daytime. So there's plenty of time now to make the zrika. So then even before you make the zrika, the halacha is metame tumas eichlim. That meat is considered like meat that is supposed to have a heter achila, even though you didn't make the zrika yet. Because since it's supposed to be done, we consider it like it's done. Alma, what do we see according to Rabbi Shimon? That the story is koloi made lizroi kezarek dami. Since after the shechita, there's time to make the zrika. It's supposed to be made as zrika. We consider as if the zrika was made. Now, this is one of the koloi made lizroi kezarek dami. Now, the koloi made lizroi kezarek dami. Where's the raya that Rabbi Shimon holds like this? Anything that could have a pigeon, it's considered like the pigeon was done. The Tanya will run like this.